It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. Clint Sweat. For those of y'all that is new to Clint being sweaty or making women sweat, a lady in Kentucky told me I made her sweat. After I made her sweat, then I said, you know what, I'm going to be called Clint Sweat. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you say no, I say yes. Girl, you know I can make you sweat. That was before you was coming outside, Tony. Anyway, real quick, one announcement. You already know what time it is. Yo, Sunday, Hollywood Improv. This show just got more intense. I received an email that really pissed me off about this show. And ladies and gentlemen, we got to sell this motherfucker out. If you live in Los Angeles and you're a fan of this podcast, bring your ad. No, not a podcast. Yeah. If you're a fan of the podcast, I mean, you like me, that means come to the show, Hollywood Improv, March 1st. Tickets is $9 when you use promo code Coley. Click the link in the details of this. Now, most of you motherfuckers be moving past the announcements. We gonna fix you, because I'm going to plug the show in the middle of the show. Then I'm like, boo-boo, I got you. Anyway, all right, here we go. Let's talk. Fellas, I'm on your side when you're right, and I'm gonna call you out when you're wrong. I'm gonna call out one of my best friends. I'm gonna call out one of my best friends. All right? Tim, come on down. My man Tim. As a matter of fact, just so we're clear, Timothy Johnson from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm not gonna shout out your address or where you live, but Timothy Johnson, I'm talking to you. You're one of my best friends. We've known each other practically our whole life. Timothy calls me. All right? Tim calls me. He says, Clint, I'm in a relationship. Good for you. That's what's up. I'm proud of you. Why are you calling me to tell me this shit? He's like, well, you the fuck boy. I got a problem with a fuck boy. I said, what are you talking about? He proceeds to tell me that his girlfriend is still friends with multiple guys that she's dealt with. He doesn't like that. She's friends with multiple guys that she slept with. Okay. So what's the... And I asked him, Tim, what's your beef? Tim replies to me and says this, and I kid you not. Tim says, well, I do got a problem with it because I'm the only man in her life right now. Tim, you got to be the stupidest motherfucker I've ever known in my life too. Tim is a very smart guy. Tim works for a Fortune 500 fucking company. Tim is in business. Tim makes great money. Tim, you are a fucking idiot, all right? And I'm going to tell you why. Tim, let me tell you this. What your girl did before you has nothing to do with the present and right now. You want to know what one of my favorite songs is? It's by Luther Vandross. The song is called Here and Now. Here and now, I promise to love. Yeah, you get the words. The point I'm making is, Tim, you can't be worried about what happened before you. You can only be worried about what's happening now and what's happening after you, Tim. Bro, you my man. I love you to death, dog. But you wrong, and you sound stupid. Why are you keeping tabs on your girl and who she dealt with? I don't understand that. And I want to talk about this insecurity amongst men. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about this because there's no place for this, man. Why are you worried about... Yo, listen. I always talk on this... Tony, I always talk on this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And Tony, I'll be like, yo, man, you know, I always say, you know, don't worry about a girl you not... You know, don't worry about a girl you not fucking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you ain't fucking, it ain't your business. Right? I say that. I keep it 1,000 about that. But when it is your girl, you know who you should be worried about? Yourself and your relationship. If she wanted to be with those other guys, why would she get in a relationship with you? Like, okay, prime example. Prime example. Asia, and I'm not putting Asia's business all the way out there, but Asia, when remember Asia revealed that me and her had sex on the podcast in episode 4, right? Then Asia's man found out about that. He was kind of disturbed because she neglected to mention that part of our friendship when they first got together. Now, me and Asia ain't fucked since 2010. Was maybe before? No, I'm lying. Way before that. It was. We didn't fuck last decade. But the point of the matter was, though, he knows me as her son's godfather. He doesn't know me as a nigga who dropped dick off to my lady. He like, you know what I'm saying? But the point I'm making is, though, he wasn't. But he got over it. And him and I had a conversation, man to man. We looked each other square in the eye. I told him, I said, bro. I am the least, like, and of course, it's always the least nigga you should be worried about. It's always the nigga they tell you not to worry about that you motherfuckers need to be worried about. I mean, that's okay. But no, I told him, bro, I'm not the nigga you should be worried about at all. I'm not in the picture, I'm not in the frame. I'm not in the room. I'm not anywhere. Like, where's the Mona Lisa at the shit in Paris? I ain't even in Paris, nigga. Like, I ain't in France. But you get what I'm saying, though? You know, I'm not the nigga you need to be worried about. And I respected him. And we moved on amicably, and we good. It's, he comes over my house, or not like by himself, but you get what I'm saying? Like, there's a respect there. Because he knows that I'm not worried about making a move on him. I mean, moving in on his territory. I respect y'all relationship. And that's just what... That's the man code. See, y'all motherfuckers out here want to talk about the guy code. Let's talk about the man code. Grown man code. You got a problem with a nigga? Or you got a problem with a nigga and your girl's relationship? Step to the nigga. Step to him. But in a respect... Like... See, that's the problem with black men and a lot of us today. Oh, I'm preaching today. I'm getting warm in here, man. That's the problem with a lot of black men today. We don't know how to do conflict resolutions with another black man without being hostile and aggressive. Let me say that again. Black men, a lot of times we don't know how to handle conflict resolutions with other black men without being hostile and aggressive. You don't have, it ain't always about like, yo, nigga, I'm gonna smack the shit out you. It's not, man. Hey, Clint, what's up, bro? Talk to me, man. What's the situation between you and my lady? And you know what I'm gonna say? Yo, bro, yeah, me and your lady, I'm not gonna lie to you. Whatever your lady told you is true. All right? Now, me and your lady right now, we're just friends. We're just friends. I'm the man of your godfather. I'm the godfather of her son, so she trusts me to a level more than sex could ever imagine. But we're friends, and I ain't going nowhere. Because if you ever go somewhere, I got her back. I made that pledge as a friend for the rest of her life. And you either going to accept that, and we can be buddies, all buddies together, or nigga, you can sit around and you can be mad. Which one you choose? But it takes a lot more energy to be mad than to just embrace me and say, yo, this is my fucking, all right, Clint, cool. Keep, you play your cards right, nigga, you get free tickets to the show. Like, what the fuck? Oh, y'all not hearing me today. Yeah. March 1st, Hollywood Improv. If you in Los Angeles, I had to drop that after I just dropped the gym, you know what I'm saying? Los Angeles, March 1st, get your tickets, Hollywood Improv. All right, click the link in the details. But that's the thing. A lot of times, we don't know. Us as black men, we always got to resort to anger. And I'm going to fuck this nigga up. Why you got to fuck him up? Tony. Let's say I know your ex. First of all, we from the same. Let me tell y'all about Tony. Tony is the new producer. He's the new producer slash cameraman on the show. You won't see him, but yeah, Tony's the new guy. But Tony's from Philly. Tony got hooked up with me through a good friend of mine named Marcus Apollon. Me and Marcus go way back. Me and Marcus known each other since we known each other in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, he was like, "Yo, man, look out for my little cousin." So, you know, I'm talking to Tony, we hanging out, blah, blah, blah. And we from the same neighborhood. All right, so Tony, we from the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Let's just say we was around the same ages, man. Yeah. There's a chance we could have fucked the same girl.
Yeah.
The same girl. Yeah, I mean, it's a chance.
Yeah.
Are you worried about if we fucked the same girl?
No.
Why are you not worried, dog?
Because I'm not worried about what another man
is doing. You can't worry about what another man is doing. Fellas, we so worried about what other men doing, we not even worried about what our lady is doing. I'm not worried about what, like, you, because here's the thing, fellas. Your lady's only gonna do what she allows. If she wants the nigga to fuck, he gonna fuck.
Free will, man.
Women, there's always, fellas, if your woman is fine, there's always gonna be a guy trying to fuck. There's always gonna be a guy trying to fuck if your lady is fine. The question is, what are you doing about it to make sure that she don't wanna fuck him? Come on, brothers. We fighting the wrong battles, my guys.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
We're fighting the wrong battles. We don't need to be fighting each other. Embrace each other, man. Why are we upset about that? You know the nigga she used to fuck? All right, ooh, ha ha. I got her now, and I'm gonna treat her the way you didn't want to treat her. Come on, man. Y'all niggas, boy. Oh, boy. Niggas ain't gonna like this episode. Insecure niggas ain't gonna like this episode. Insecure niggas is not gonna like this show. Because I don't understand that, man. I don't understand why you worried about men having sex with your lady. Or who had sex with your lady. Fellas, always remember, women have the final say-so. Ladies, if a woman trying to fuck your man, yeah, you gotta stop that bitch. Because if a woman trying to fuck your man, you gotta stop that bitch. You gotta stop the bitch. Like, you gotta play some defense. Like, hold bitch. You ain't... Yes, I'm high as fuck. But you gotta play defense. But fellas, your pussy is the ultimate defense. Fellas, you can't stop a chick from wanting to fuck a nigga. She's going to do it if she wants to do it. But she don't want to do it. You know why? Because she want to be with your stupid ass. And you worried about me. Worry about her. Bro, I've never in my life been worried about. Look, any woman, is any woman on this post, any woman on this, I'm live on Instagram. Ladies, if you fucked me or dated me, have I ever asked you about another man? As a matter of fact, let me call my ex. I'm gonna call my ex right now. I'm about to FaceTime my ex right now. I'm FaceTime my ex right now. Hold on, watch this. You see niggas be thinking I don't authenticate shit. All right, they don't think I'm authentic. They think I'll be lying. Hey Alex, real quick, you're not on camera or nothing like that, but I am on. I'm doing my podcast. All right. All right, so here's what I need you to answer this, just one question. I may be a lot of things, But was I ever worried about what another man was doing with you?
No.
Never.
Yeah.
Never, not once. No, there was once. But that's when we first started talking. That was different. I wasn't worried about him. I was worried about you. No, but that doesn't count. I wasn't insecure about it. Like, we talked about it, we got through it, we were adults about it, we communicated. You mind if I tell the story?
Still a storyline?
It's a great story because it was a great story because we didn't let that tarnish our relationship. You know what I'm saying? I didn't let that. You were honest with me. Okay, see, now that I'm talking about it, niggas now wanna know what the fuck happened. Okay, here's what happened, real quick. No, you're not okay. They don't see you. They just hear you. They don't see you. They don't know. They don't see you. You don't want to be seen. All right.
Great.
All right. Listen. I'll tell the story without you. I'm not gonna lie in the story. I'm gonna keep it a buck. All I'm saying is though, is that I've never been insecure. Right. I've never been worried about what another man does.
Agreed.
Okay. That's all right. I'll call you later. That's my ex, Alex. So let me tell y'all the story behind that real quick, what we were just talking about. So Alex and I, true story. So when Alex and I first met, first of all, ladies, I got confirmation I'm not insecure. So just so you know, I called my references. If I put you on the resume, you can authenticate it. Anyway, so her and I first met, we had met on Tinder, all right? She had already booked a trip with a guy that she was just dealing with, right? All right? And, you know, so it was like an off and on situation. It wasn't like they were in a relationship, blah, 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 blah. What ended up happening was she told me she was going to Miami. And the entire time she was in Miami, I let her hit me up. I didn't be like, oh, what you doing? Where you at? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that it bothered me at first, but I respected the fact that we were not in a relationship. We had just met on Tinder maybe 3 weeks prior. She didn't know we weren't, like, it wasn't serious. And I let it be that. And then we ended up becoming boyfriend and girlfriend. And what made that situation special was because we were adults about the situation. She didn't lie to me. She didn't hide. Any question that I asked, she answered it. And she said, look, if you want to know, I'm going to tell you. But don't make me out to be a shitty person, because I'll tell you. You know what I'm saying? And it went well. You know? And that's called adulting 101. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
You motherfuckers talking about adulting all the time, that is adulting.
Communication.
Adulting is, oh, nigga, adulting is communicating. Nigga, I'm putting that on a t-shirt. That's going on a t-shirt.
Or put everybody can communicate.
I'm putting that on a t-shirt. Adulting is communicating. That's what it is. You motherfuckers think adulting is going to Target. You think adulting is paying bills. You niggas think adulting is fucking... Adulting is communicating, my nigga. Adulting is having uncomfortable conversations. I feel like I'm Jadakiss right now. I'm spitting. I'm Jada. I'm the J-A-D-A. Got beef with the feds and the D-A. Nigga, come on now. Bro, like, why are we... Listen, fellas. Look, she like you. All right? She like you, bro. Here's what niggas don't really understand. Here's what niggas really don't understand. She chose you, bro. She chose you. Niggas, I don't think niggas really understand that. Bro, she chose you. She didn't choose me. She didn't choose Tom, Dick, or Harry. She chose you. She's fucking Ash Ketchum. I choose you, Dick. I'm sorry. I thought that was funny. I be cracking myself up on this podcast, Tony. I don't need nobody. It's just me. You know? I don't need nobody. Y'all ask me where Fu at. You want to know a true story? I called Fu early today. This nigga stood me up again. So when y'all ask why Fu's not on the podcast, that is why. That is why. That's the second time Fu has stood me up for the podcast. And he's going to have an excuse later talking about some old blah, blah, blah. But y'all want to know why Fu is on the podcast? It's his fault. I don't have time for motherfuckers being lazy and motherfuckers being, you know, or not communicating. Because if you'd have called me and said, Clint, I can't make it. Okay, cool. I understand, bro. No worries. But to just not show up and I got a cameraman that I'm paying, my nigga? I know that was supposed to come out, but I'm just being honest. Off being hunted. But anyway, the point I'm making is, fellas, y'all out here worried about, you know, you worried about did your girl have sex with this nigga? Did this nigga have sex with this? Like, that is so stupid. That is so stupid. Like, I don't understand, like, what like, and you know what's funny? Now, I am gonna play the flip side of this. And girls are, you know, women can be insecure and it's looked at as cute. Am I right or wrong? Like, if a girl's like, yo, who that bitch you fucking? Like, you like, oh, come on, man. Like, I mean, that's, in pop culture, I understand.
Nature.
Huh?
Part of your nature.
That's cute, yeah. But you, bro, you a grown ass man. Mm-hmm. You ain't supposed to be worried about what the other niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yo, did you fuck that, you know what I mean? Yo, as men, we can do better than that. You know? Like, how are you living with yourself at night? Like, knowing that I'm going to sleep worried about another man. Think about that, fellas. When you go to bed, let's say the fuck boy prayer. As I lay me down to sleep, I'm worried about another nigga in my sleep. What the fuck am I doing? Wake me up. I'm dreaming. But no, seriously, though, that made no sense. I'm sorry, y'all. But I hate niggas who think about that, though, fellas. You going to bed tonight. And you worried about another man. Oh, man. Like, Tim, you about to go to bed tonight worried about John. Oh, man, she, you know? And you know what, fellas? I'm not going to act like I've never done that. Or I'm not going to act like I've never had insecure moments. Give you another example. We being transparent.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'll be transparent. Bro, I hate when women I'm dating tell me about how funny other niggas is. Oh, I hate that. Oh my God, did you watch Lil Rel special? Nigga, fuck Lil Rel. I like Lil Rel, by the way. We're good for me. Right, what's up, Rel? Like, but you get what I'm saying? I hate that. I used to do it too. Oh man, I never forget this one girl I was talking to. I never forget this shit. I seen her. I thought we was friends, whatever. She walks into the, I'm having my very first live podcast in New York. She comes to the podcast. I see her after the podcast. I'm thinking she missed the podcast or she came late. She's like, oh no, I'm going to the next show. I'm like, oh, go ahead. Go to your little show. That was petty. I'm not gonna lie. I was hurt though. I was hurt. Like, damn, you knew on the same day at the same time. That's bullshit. I was mad. But that was insecurity, and I could have handled that better. And you know, at least I acknowledged that. So I'm not gonna sit here, fellas, and I'm acting like I'm holier. Ooh, excuse me, I'm holier than thou. Yeah, she can authenticate this story. Her name is Blair. Bro, come on, man. I know you like Clint. Why are you saying names, right? Bro, you listen, you're new to this, all right? I say names on this podcast because I don't want people thinking, oh, man, he just making up shit. I'm just like y'all, all right? I do dumb shit just like y'all. I'm not the nigga who's sitting up on his high horse acting like I'm the most mature man at all times, because I'm not. I make mistakes too, and I'm willing to own it and say, you know what, I can look at it differently. So fellas, at the end of the day, okay, fellas, let's say this might be a problem for you in this in your relationship. Let's just say that this is something that you can't get over. Let's just say it really bugs you, and it would really make you feel better if your girlfriend would stop talking to this guy. If that would literally make you feel better, ladies, I'm gonna tell you from your perspective and what you should do, and fellas, I'm gonna tell you what you should do, ladies. If that's what's going to take to make your man happy, you better be sure. You see what I'm saying? Tony, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You better be sure. Now, men, more times than not, you can come back to male friends. But men can't come back to female friends after that. You know what I mean? Like if my girl said, Clint, you got to stop talking to Anita. I don't know why I'm using my cousin's name, but you guys, she was the first. I love my cousin. But if she says, Clay, you got to stop talking to Tanita, I better be sure. I better be the one. You see what I'm saying? I got to be sure. And in that scenario, it better be worth it, the payoff. And also, women, understand that is a serious, serious, serious red flag, in my opinion. And that is something that you gotta, because it's gonna be, one day it's gonna be Mark, and then another day it's gonna be Brian, and another day it's gonna, like, you know what I'm saying? That's a situation that's never gonna end. You have to understand that he's not going, that's something that's in him. When a man is insecure, when a man is worried about another man, it ain't about the man, it's about him. You know when men are literally threatened? When they feel like the man that they're worried about is better than them. So, like, think about it. Like, I, again, now, and you know why I was threatened? When my girl said, did you see Lil Rel special? Because Lil Rel got a special. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, DL ain't worried about Lil Rel special. You know why? He can't comedy. But let his wife come in the house talking about some Chris Rock, the greatest comedian of all time. It only hurts when I'm talking. Y'all better take notes, fellas. I'm talking. Your own men are only threatened when they feel like, think about it. Like, okay, I got another example. Ooh, I got another example. Now me, this is where I really felt like I was secure, and she could confirm this too. There was a girl I was dating. The guy directly before me is arguably one of the greatest, like, he's in music, we'll just say that, and one of the greatest of all time at it. I'm not saying no names. I'm not saying no names, but all I'm saying is this nigga, he's not just a regular, like, this nigga's an icon.
An artist or producer.
I'm not saying anything. He's in music. He could be a producer, he could be a rapper, he could be a singer. All I'm saying is this nigga, like, this nigga's, like, he's that guy. I'm a fan of this nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Still. And she was accustomed to one way of living, and then she comes to me. Now, I'm not broke. But I ain't, like, you know, he ain't worried about no $400 getting flued out. That ain't shit to him. If I spend $400, like, he can spend $400 and be like, I don't need no pussy. I spend $400, nigga, I need some ass. Like, but the thing is, I was never worried about him during our relationship. And I never brought him up, and I never made her feel like I felt inferior to him. Because at the end of the day, you're with me. If you wanted to be with him and you wanted that life, you could have that. but you're with me, I'm with you, and I'm comfortable in my own skin to know that it's not always about financial. It's about how do you treat that woman, and how did I treat her? You feel what I'm saying? Most women, that's all most women care about. The reason why she with you and not with the other nigga is because you treated her with some love and care that he didn't. Tony, I'm spit. Can you please, Tony? When you edit this video, when I drop a gem like that, can we get the Can we get? Come on. Can I get hyped up? Cause you niggas not hearing me, man. Y'all not hearing me. Y'all not hearing me. She's with you cause she like you. Women have so many options, dog. Like when a woman says, I have a boyfriend, you know what I mean? You know how much dick is in her inbox per day? What's her DPI? Dick per inbox. Nigga, women out here averaging 8-9 dicks of dick DMs a day. And she's with your stupid ass. And you worried about all the, you know, worry about the most important thing. Her. That energy that you putting into talking to other niggas, put that energy into her. That sound like too much like the right thing, don't it, Tony? That sound like too much of the right thing. You know? That's wild. I mean, I think that, you know, guys, we really be, what's the song by Kanye West? You worry about the wrong things, the wrong things. You worry about the wrong things, the wrong things. Nigga, Tony, you ever been worried about the wrong things? You gotta talk. We gotta hear you. We can't see you shake your head, motherfucker. We can hear you.
No.
No, you ain't worried about the wrong things.
I'm worried about stuff that matters.
You said what?
I only worry about stuff that matters.
That's it.
Yeah. You can't control what another person do. No matter how much you love them, how much you love her, she has the power of free will.
Bro, everybody has the power of free will.
We all got the power of free will. So if she wanna fuck him, she gonna fuck him.
She wanna fuck him, she gonna fuck him.
Nothing you can do about that.
Nothing you can do about that, bro. Yeah. Just like your cheating ass,
if you gonna fuck her, you gonna fuck her.
If you gonna fuck her, you gonna fuck her.
Yeah.
If she belongs to the streets, right? She belongs to the streets. Cause once she belongs to the streets, ain't nothing you can do. This is dumb, yo. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all worried about things you can't control your girl's vagina. Yo, that's gonna be the name of this episode. Fellas, you can't control your girl's vagina. Yes, it's your pussy. Yes, you know, see, that's the problem. Niggas taking it's your pussy too far. Nigga, your pussy, it's only your pussy in bed.
Oh, he always told me it's just your turn, man.
Yeah, dog, it's only your pussy in bed. When she's walking down the street, nigga, it's not yours. Like, it's only, like, am I right? You can't do nothing about it. I hate niggas, man. Why are you only, like, why are you, it boggles my mind why you niggas is worried about shit you can't control. You literally going to bed stressed out about another man who's not fucking your girl. Like, okay. Like, I never forget. My dad is jealous. My dad is a jealous nigga. Like, I keep it funky with that. My dad is, like, numero uno jealous guy, right? I never forget my mom had, like, backstage passes to Babyface. And this was Babyface in like 92, my nigga. Like, wow. Hey Google, play This Is For The Cool In You, Babyface.
Sure, For The Cool In You by Babyface.
Yeah, baby.
Do you want the song or the album?
I want the song.
Okay, here's the song For The Cool In You, playing on Spotify.
Google is cool! This is for the cool. Now, let's set the scene. Role play, all right? This is Babyface right here. My mom's at the concert, right? My mom's at the concert. She sees Babyface. She has backstage passes. Now, mind you, I want y'all to know, back then... All right, Google, stop. Hey, Google, stop. So, first of all, that song reminds me of the day Steve Urkel turned into Stefan Urkel on a fucking Family Man. That episode, that was... Anyway, you too young. You wasn't coming outside yet with that. Anyway, so my mom went to go see Babyface. My dad had a whole fit that she had, like, pictures with Babyface. Like, I mean, it wasn't, like, risque pictures. It was just, like, his hand was, like, on her... Like, it was on her waist. It wasn't on her ass, but his hand was on her waist. But it was a... My nigga... My dad said, like, oh, you fucking Babyface?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
And my mom's sitting there like, nigga, if I was, like, I wouldn't be here with you tonight. And I'd have a whole bag, and I don't. Like, you fucking Babyface. Nigga, Babyface. My dad was so jealous, like, and here's the thing, all right? Yes, if you and my mom wasn't together, yes, absolutely, Babyface is fucking. That nigga's paying rent. That nigga's buying her clothes. That nigga's cooking her dinner too. Soon as he gets home from work, he'll pay. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? See, you young. I forgot. You don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know that anybody that could give me the reference to that what I just made. Get free tickets to the Hollywood Improv on March 1st, 9:30 p.m. Anyway, so what I'm saying is, bro, my dad had no reason to be jealous. Your wife came home that night, all right? And the first thing your wife did was not take a shower. Your wife came home that night, and she was happy. She was in a good mood. She met her favorite singer, one of her favorite singers. Like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong? Like, come on, Nick. Like, so now, you know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, you got friends that are famous, and you think that, like, oh, remember the episode of Martin?
Which one?
When Keith Washington came on the scene, and he was like, she's like, Keith? You don't remember Keith Washington? Keith Washington, the nigga that sings, kissing you, loving you up through the night. Tonight's the night we will share. Turn off the lights, come close to me. You wasn't outside yet. He wasn't outside yet. But yeah, it was an episode where Keith Washington was on there. Keith Washington was, you know, he had known Gina from back in the choir back in the day, and he was talking about how he was gonna get. He thought that he was talking about Gina. That he was gonna get his girl back. He was talking about somebody else. But nigga, if she wanted Keith, she'd have Keith. I don't even like niggas named Keith, by the way. No, seriously, there's a nigga named Keith around my way. He grew up on 2nd Street. He had like he got an iron bar. He used to be a wreck too. But he took my chick. Fucking Keith. Deadass. There's a chick I like. Yeah, he started. That's another story for another time. Keith and Kelly. And I used to really like Kelly. Fuck Keith. Cause Keith was athletic, so he could jump. He was fast. He could shoot. Like, I wasn't athletic. Like, you know what I mean? I played baseball. Black women didn't find baseball sexy.
They find those contracts.
Nigga, I used to be at Sturgis. I was awful. I couldn't get a run. Yeah, dog. It's bad. Yeah. Anyway, fellas, man, y'all got to do better. You can't be worried about another motherfucker. Because what you're doing is you're driving a hole in the divide between you and your lady. You know what I'm saying? Because now she's not going to feel like she can trust you. You know what I'm saying? Like now you're bringing in a whole different dynamic in your situation. She's not going to trust you. You know, imagine like she can't talk, like she, maybe, you know, imagine she can't talk to her friend and maybe, you know what I'm saying? People, you don't know how people forge friendships. You don't know how people forge friendships over the years. Like, you know, I wish my lady would tell me, you know, that I had to cut off, you know, a really good friend of mine that I happened to have sex with a couple times. We had sex, we realized it's almost like ice cream. Tried it, didn't like it. Okay. Let's move on. Like, and we sit here worried about niggas fucking our chick. You know? Like, there's a reason why it didn't work out. Always remember that. There's a reason why it didn't work out. And you sit there and you get mad and y'all arguing and worried about the dumb shit instead of worried about being in love. So Tim, my boy Tim, he sparked a great idea today. But I'm telling him he's dead wrong. And he knows we were going to have this conversation on the podcast. And I told him he wasn't going to like my take. But Tim, you dead wrong, bro. Because at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're driving a strong force between you and your lady. You are driving her away day by day by bringing up something that you can't, you know what I'm saying?
That becomes a trust factor, though.
Right. And here's the thing about most men, all right? Here's the thing about, Tony. You see what I did there? Tony. It's about to feel good up in this motherfucker. Right? Because it never rains where we at in Southern California. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to talk about how this guy and this girl can celebrate multiple anniversaries without worrying about this issue. All right, y'all don't see what I'm doing, man. I'm just giving you whatever you want. You know? Because you know I can provide. And whatever you need, call 632-20. This is why they listen to the podcast. Anyway, so the point I'm making is, fellas, most grown ass men, Tony, I need you right here with me.
Mm-hmm.
Most grown ass men, if I have a female friend that I used to sleep with,
mm-hmm.
and then she gets a boyfriend. Or she tells me, Clint, I'm in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most men are not going to disrespect your lady's relationship. Like, there's a girl who's married that I've had sex with, and we still have a friendship. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's ever told her husband we've had sex or not, but I don't call her house after 9 o'clock. I don't text her after 9 o'clock. I don't, like, I respect the boundaries of marriage, and mm-hmm. most men do,
mm-hmm.
for the most, if he's your friend. Mm-hmm. If he's not respecting the boundaries of your relationship, he's not your fucking friend, and you don't want to be in his life. But am I preaching? Y'all niggas, come on. Come on, man. Come on. Y'all, they in their Hondas or they Beamers or they Legends or they Benzes. And they're like, damn, Clint, this is, you nigga, you put your foot in this one. Who made the potato salad? But no, I'm compelled to say this, man, because Tim, he's dumb. Most men are respecting relationships. Tony, you got female friends?
Mm-hmm.
Do they got boyfriends?
Some of them do.
Do you respect they got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Did you smash any of them?
Yeah.
And is it cool?
Yeah.
I've been to like two women's weddings I've smashed. I've been to two women that I've smashed in my life. I went to their wedding. Because we were friends. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to my ex-girlfriend's wedding. I can understand. Now, that, I can understand cutting ties with an ex-boyfriend.
What about y'all cool, though? Like, I really got a great relationship. She, like,
I mean, I mean, I can understand it being uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and I can understand it being a conversation. Mm-hmm. And your girlfriend has to make that decision, how close is their friendship? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if I was your boyfriend at one point, you and I would have that conversation. Like, all right, we've been friends our whole lives, but you have a man now. I'm not saying we're going to cut complete ties, but you're not going to hear from me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be calling you saying, hey, girl, how was your day? Like, I'm not texting you saying, you know what I mean? I'm respecting your man. Mm-hmm. And that's not you cutting me off. That's not you saying you want to be cool. It's just like, yo, there's boundaries. And the problem is that we not, as this generation are setting the boundaries. A lot of people aren't used to the boundaries, so they don't want to respect the boundaries or trust that your partner has placed boundaries in the relationship. Tony, I know I'm smarter than I look, right? I'm smarter than I look. And you know what's crazy? I'm not really spitting bars. It's all about your delivery.
Yeah.
So I'm giving it with a passive tone. But you see that in your relationship, if there's no boundaries, then he's not going to have it. Can I talk? Can I get a witness up in here? That's how you got to deliver it like that. When you deliver a point, you got to go up. Like DMX, anytime he wanted like deliver a serious message, he would like go up and then come down.
Yeah.
Since you gave me the pussy,
hello.
That gas is getting fatter. Like, all right, I'm sorry. Grown men respect boundaries, bro. Bottom line, I've never disrespected any of my friends' relationship. Now, if you walk down the street and you tell me you got a boyfriend, I don't know you. I don't fuck you, nigga. You know what I mean? Hey, I got a man. What you got to do with me? But no, ladies,
that's still wrong, no,
but problem. if I'm your friend, your man has a lot to do with me. And if your man has a lot to do with your man, and the reason why your man has a lot to do with me, because I'm going to respect our friendship, and I'm going to respect your relationship. That's what friends do. All right? That's just the bottom line. That's what friends do. Friends do not disrespect their relationship. Do not disrespect each other's relationship. Same thing, and you know what's crazy? It goes the same way for women. Women, if I'm in a relationship, my women friends know that, hey, Clint got a girl, all right, whatever. I understand. We used to, you know. But I respect him, and I respect his lady, because I'm a woman, too. And I know that I know how I would feel. So, fellas, when you sit here ranting and raving, you know what I'm saying? When you've been ranting and raving, or you ranting and raving, you know, about another nigga's relationship or your relationship with the thing, do me a favor. Put yourself in her shoes and how she would feel with you being annoying and in her ear every day, worried about something that that has no bearing on this relationship. You're worried about shit that's not going to have a long-lasting effect on this relationship. Worry about how we're going to be together in the long run. Worry about how you're going to provide for me and how you're going to provide for me and when we become a family, when we become a unit. Worry about how you can be the best man to protect and provide for me. Instead of worrying about another nigga who fucked in 97. There's a reason why I left him in 97. What the fuck is your problem? And us as men, we have to hold each other accountable for that. So, you know, Tim, I'm holding you accountable, bro. I'm letting you know you gotta fucking chill, bro. You worried about her fucking niggas, dog? No, worry about being a faithful nigga. I do. Not saying you cheating, I'm just saying worried about what you doing. Worry about what you can control. And yo, if you find out she fucking the nigga or she don't want to be with the nigga, then cut her off. Move on. She ain't the one. But fellas, your lady's going to do whatever the fuck she want. You can't do nothing about it. Anyway, I do an ass clamp at the end of the podcast, but this was an ass clamp. This whole episode was somebody, Tim. We had a long conversation about this yesterday, and I felt like this is something that was on everybody's, on his heart and my heart, and I think that this is something that we should be talking about, because a lot of women go through this, a lot of guys go through this, a lot of people, you know, go through, you know, dealing with somebody who you like or whatever like that, and then next thing you know, they're insecure and they're, you know, worried about some things that has no bearing on, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, we need to do better. We need to do better. That's my thing. So Tony, we always at the end of the podcast ask, what did we learn today? What did you learn today?
The don't is communicating.
Yo, that is the, you know what, that's going to be, yeah, at first, what was the first title?
Forgot adult and something
communicating. No, but I'm thinking we're going to slang. Adulting is communicating.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Everybody want to be an adult, so it's time to communicate.
But the thing is, you know, niggas talk about adulting is going to Target and adulting is going to, you know what I'm saying? No, adulting, my nigga, is communicating. That's when you know you grew the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't grow up when you got your own place. You didn't grow up when you got your own car. You didn't grow up because you got a debit fucking card. Or you got a job, or, you know what I mean? No, you're not grown until you have uncomfortable conversations and you're being honest and communicating about your feelings so that neither one of you guys are, you know what I'm saying? That's what that is. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, live podcast, not live podcast, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, doing stand-up, improv, Melrose. As I'm talking right now, we got like 50-something tickets left. Sell me out, y'all. Let's do this. Sell me the fuck out. Get your tickets. Click the link in the details of this episode. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.